Hey. Hey, yo, Sap, what's good, bruh? This man's kinda high out here. Hey, yo, the flyest motherfucker in the room. Yeah, you know it's me. Bitches hating on him cause he started out here locally. Hopefully, I'll be at the top soon. For now, I'm at my house on the couch watching cartoons. You know how much you love it when you get it in abundance. Give a fuck about a budget when you always be the subject of discussion. But it's nothing when you stop and just say fuck it. Cause you walking out in public and you hear him talking rubbish. I just wanna ride through the city in a Cutlass. Find a big butt, bitch, somewhere get my nuts kissed. That's the way it goes when you party just like I do. Bitches on my dick that used to brush me off in high school. Take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump shit. Look at all this money, represent some shit.
I actually have no idea about when I'm on my Donald Trump
shit. All this money. Sure.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Mac Miller. Welcome back to the Brutal View.
Welcome back.
This is episode 84. I'm sorry, I always snipe those intros from you.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Do I like these audio levels? Your mic seems like it's a decent volume higher than mine, despite us having the same settings. But I think that's fine. I think that's okay.
We can adjust. We can definitely adjust.
Okay. I'm just going to – we're not going to look at it because it's the same setting as last week and
okay.
It sounded great.
Okay. So we're going to move on.
We're going to move right on.
Nice, man. How's your week been? What's the new update? World's falling apart. That's fine.
Yep. Yeah, let's cover the news real quick. What do you got for us this week?
Nothing, dude. Oh, shit. Nothing. Oh, shit. Get out of here. It's warm. I was sweating this week. Thank God. Global warming. Support it.
Support global warming?
Dude, I want it to be warm. I don't give a No, I do give a fuck. But
what would supporting global warming look like? Like littering?
No, including? Nothing like that. I actually am quite against littering. Pick up your fucking trash, you bitch.
Yeah. I actually don't litter, but I did litter like a motherfucker when I was young. Were you a litterer?
Never.
When you were a little hoodlum?
Never.
No?
Never.
I littered.
In fact, like on my way home from school, I would pick up trash and like drop it in the bin. I would berate my friends and be like, why are you throwing shit out like this?
Yeah.
Just like throw it in the air. In the
so street. You were just a good person?
I wasn't a piece of shit.
You didn't litter once?
No, I don't litter.
Like ever though?
Never,
when you were a kid?
Never intentionally, no.
What?
Never intentionally. And then if I did, not that I can remember.
I don't know why that's kind of hard for me to believe. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, just because I know of things you may or may not have done as a child. That's why I'm like, wow, right. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm sure like as a punk ass kid, I did something stupid. Yeah, but like, if I'm eating a bag of chips and I finish and there's no trash can,
yeah.
You folded it up and you just put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you just wait. One of my biggest pet peeves, and I think this is gross, is littering ciggy butts.
Ciggy butts. Yeah, I know.
Very gross.
That was probably why I didn't care at all. But let's intro real quick. Welcome back. Episode 84.
Episode 84. Well, you already did that. I did that.
I don't think you said the episode or anything.
I said 84.
You just said we're back, right?
Yeah, I said 84. Welcome back. Episode 84. Now I said it.
I didn't do that.
Now I said it. Welcome back.
The whole thing. It's the Brutal View.
It's a Brutal View.
It's Wednesday.
It's a pleasure. I have a friend. I didn't bring him with me. Oh, I'll bring him with me next time. Okay, I'll bring him with me next time.
Who are you bringing?
I don't even know if I should introduce him now.
Okay.
I think I'll just hold on to him until next week.
All right, okay.
But I'll show you a photo of him, but you can't say anything.
Okay, is that going to be good for the listeners?
I think so.
I don't know. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What is that? Like, without giving it away, what is that?
I mean, you know what? Fuck it.
Do you squeeze it and then it makes...
No, dude. Okay. All right, I'm showing John.
Don't give it away because this is fun now.
We could give it. Fuck.
Okay. All right.
Fuck. I'll send you the photo. I don't know if you want to throw it up, but I bought myself a 4.5 foot tall giraffe.
Okay.
I've always wanted one.
It is that big.
It's big.
Okay.
It's tall. It's a big ass. It cost me like $100.
Why?
Because I wanted it really bad.
Okay.
I've wanted it for years. So, dude, I like being comfortable. I like soft shit. So growing up, I always had these big ass stuffed animals. Like I had this big ass alligator that I would lay on.
Really?
Big, like 7 feet long. Huge.
You slept with giant soft stuffed animals.
I would sleep on. No. Like on the floor, like on them.
Nice.
You know, shit like that. So like I was like 16, 17 with my dad in Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked by a giraffe and I'm like, I want that. I'm like, that's so cool. He's like, that's fucking gay. I'm like, what's gay about it? He's like, why do you want a giraffe? I'm like, it's just cool as shit, man. It's just like, it looks dope. It's just standing there. It's so chill. And he's just like, that's fucking gay. So
is it like a pillow? Is it
No. It's soft, but it's not a pillow.
So it's like an actual rigid stuffed animal type.
It has
thing.
Wiring through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And it's 4.5 feet.
It's 4.5 feet tall. It's a giraffe. I'll bring him next week. His name is Chester.
Chester. Yes, please.
His name is Chester
next week.
Chester.
That'll be exciting.
I got him some dog tags.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy him a pair of shades like these.
Nice.
And he's going to be sick. And nice. His name is Chester, bro.
Would he wear the little circular fucking?
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Those will look great on him. Yeah. But no, his real intention is like to be a hat rack.
Okay.
I keep all my hats on his head.
Nice. Yeah.
That's the whole plan.
This is the complete opposite of how I thought we were going to start this week for some reason. I don't know why. I thought the Mac Miller song, we were going to go into a different direction, but.
Go grim?
Maybe not grim. Okay. Maybe just more reminiscent or something.
Sure, sure.
But this is amazing.
Chester?
You slept with giant.
I didn't sleep.
Animals.
No. I didn't sleep and with
then,
him, dude.
And then you also bought a 4.5 foot stuffed animal.
Giraffe.
Recently named Chester. Giraffe.
I named him Chester. His name is not Chester.
Okay.
He's just a giraffe.
Yeah. But now he's Chester. So
Chester the giraffe.
Yeah. No, that's great.
He's badass.
That's fucking awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
So that's how your week's been, basically.
Yeah. That's pretty much been my week, man. Nice. It's actually kind of funny, but I keep him next to my couch and he's just standing there and it's actually fucking hilarious to look at.
Yeah.
Like you're just watching TV, hanging out, you know, I worked all day. It's like 8, 9 PM, ready to go to bed soon.
Yeah.
And Chester's just hanging out with me.
Just chilling. Yeah.
It's actually kind of cool.
You think if you like tripped or something,
you'd
girls like
talk love
to
that
him.
Shit too. Huh?
They do actually.
Yeah. Girls do love they? That shit. Yeah, of course. It's cute as fuck.
All right. If you trip really hard, do you think you'd talk to him? If you were like doing some acid?
Yeah, big time.
Big time, right?
Big time.
I've totally tried talking to like
big time,
like that little Snoopy fucking thing. I'd talk to that thing. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, have you done acid before?
No, it's the one.
That's
thing
the one
I've
huh?
like basically never done. Yeah,
acid's pretty intense.
Yeah,
it's like I've done acid a couple times. When you're on acid, everything is very sensational.
Mm-hmm.
So like. Putting socks on your feet, you feel every inch of it.
Okay.
Like, that's the best way I can put it. You know what
I think
mean?
I've heard people kind of describe it like that before.
Yeah, so like music is intense, colors are intense, patterns are intense, feeling is huge. Well, last time I did it, I was freaking out. I had to put myself under the blanket to kind of deprive my senses because I was seeing too much and hearing too much and feeling too much.
Yeah, it's kind of overwhelming.
Bro, I was freaking out. Sheesh. I was like, I got to like sit in the dark in silence for like 30 minutes to chill out. Like seriously.
Oh my God.
So I feel like chilling with Chester would be nice, but he has like this mane going down his back and it's like wispy hairs and I feel like they would bother the shit out of me. So maybe not. Because I feel like feeling those on my face, I'd freak out. Bro.
I feel like you'd get rid of him after that then. Because that probably would give you like a bad sensation. Like you'd see him sober again and be like, ugh,
yeah,
that was rough.
You know, isn't that how our autistic people feel? Sensory overload? Because that's what autistic people get.
Yeah, for the most part, yes. Hmm. But it's
– I kind of sympathize.
It's not necessarily – I guess, yeah. For the most part, yes. There's different scenarios, though.
Bro, it's intense. I had to go under a blanket. I was like, I'm feeling too much.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of get it now.
I mean, I've done that with, like, shrooms, like, a few times.
People probably think we're autistic anyway.
I know, right?
To be honest. People are like, wait, they're not autistic? I thought this was the autistic show.
Yeah.
It's not the autistic show.
They're like, they spelled brutal wrong in the title.
I know. The spelling of brutal is fucking autistic.
It's fucking dumb. Like, who are these people? I've done that with shrooms before, but I feel like usually with shrooms, it's like you kind of know you're freaking yourself out, you know? Like you realize it and you just don't like it. You're like, oh, I don't like this now. I want to get this out of me. Blah, you know what I mean?
shrooms are what I would describe as like ego death. You have like an internal ego like thing going on.
Yeah.
But with LSD, acid, there is none of that.
Yeah.
You don't have control of the ride. You don't even know what ride you're on.
Right.
Like
it's all for the trip you just see.
Exactly. Yeah, like you.
Shrooms are more like spiritual, where I think acid's just kind of fun.
Acid is like you put your spirit on a rocket ship and it just blasts off.
Yeah.
Shrooms are like you get on the subway.
Yeah.
And you go down.
Dude, those fucking exit. those edible fucking shrooms that we had at fucking allegedly at
we bought those legit.
Yeah, no, those are literally
those
from
are real shit.
Yeah, they're made at Wonka World. There's a very popular
dispensary. I won't fuck with those again.
I will never fuck with those again.
I won't fuck with those
again. I don't know if I would trip again because of that. Like, that was a little too aggressive, too fast.
It was a very aggressive, very fast, and we didn't have anything going on.
Right.
But there was no fucking food.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the worst. Yeah. I'm going to call out Tosta and his girl, bro.
I think we did pizza, right?
For
the time period.
Yeah. Old pizza that he reheated in the oven.
Yeah.
And there's only like 8 slices. That though, not even a full pie, so not even 8. I'm gonna call you motherfuckers out. You invite me to hang out and chill with you and trip and do some shrooms, I'm down. But if you got no food and no drink, suck my balls.
Yeah. Well
suck
put.
Suck my fucking balls.
Well put. I'm
talking to you, Tosta.
Actually, and to his defense, all thought that we weren't gonna, like, we literally bought that. We're like, yeah, we'll just have a tiny little trip. We'll just feel a little nice.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, no, that didn't happen. Fucking 30 minutes later,
to drag him under the bus, he did invite us all to hang out, like 10 of us. So,
yeah.
You'll try to save him. I'm gonna drag him back down.
Sure. Yeah.
Fuck him.
I like it.
Fuck him.
I'm the angel. You're the devil, and we're just.
I'm not paying his fucking bond.
I'm not either.
He's in house arrest. He can stay there. That's fine. No. That's why he's not here. He's under house arrest. No. Let's move on.
Let's move on. We don't have to talk about it. Well, my week wasn't as fun. I didn't buy a Chester, but what I did do, and I feel like we should talk about this, is I work in Manchester, right? Manchester's an area, to say the least. It sticks out, I guess.
Yeah.
And
probably the most populated city in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it has to be up there, I'd say. And I was driving home from work one day, and I drive past, you know, mad gas stations. It's a popular city. There's like mad stores everywhere. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And leaving the gas station was a very old woman driving.
Mm.
Now, she wasn't driving when I was driving past. So, like, I was kind of stopped a little bit before it because there was just a lot of traffic on that road.
Okay.
And, like, her car was up to the, like, basically she was trying to turn out of the gas station, right?
Okay.
But she wasn't in her car. She was standing outside of it, behind her car, like walking around. And her car door was open, just sitting there with like 4 people behind her. And I could only assume that she just had no idea what the fuck was going on. Like, I ended up driving past. I didn't see much besides that. Because I was obviously, you know, I was trying to drive, but I don't know what happened. I don't know. Let's speculate. And
okay, that's so awful.
Yeah, it is.
Imagine being old and not understand. You ever get a moment where like you don't understand something? Like it's late at night. You wake up to take a piss. And you're like, oh wait, where am I?
Yes, I've woken up in a house that I didn't know how I got there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's different. But right.
Yeah. But I had that feeling. It was it was panic. It was uncomfortable.
Imagine that feeling all the time.
Right.
And not having control over it.
Yeah.
Like, it's sad. That's tough.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this, right? Like,
that's tough.
She probably had her license still.
Yeah. I don't think that should be the case. I think at a certain age, we should retest for licenses.
Yeah. And I don't think it's just retesting.
Mm.
I think it needs to be a constant, like, every year you need to fill out forms and...
Well, no, not every year. That's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, dude.
No, every 10 years. I've
seen there's some people that like from 81 to 83, it was rough.
You know?
I don't know. I'm just saying like there's certain scenarios where like I've heard old people argue against it. Like, no, like I'm perfectly functional. I can do everything. And they are. And they're active up to like 90 years old. And like they should drive, you know.
But that's not the case for everybody.
That is just not the case for most elder people. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I feel bad, but like I was driving by, I was like, oh my God, man. Like her chair, literally, like she was about to just pull out of the gas station and she, I don't know if she just put it in park and just got out. Like,
well, she was just walking around.
She was just standing.
Maybe somebody hit her.
It was not, no, the car was perfectly fine. There were cars behind her and someone like had their window down, like with his arm out, like talking to her. Like, I don't know if it was like, do you need help? Like that type of a thing. Like, I don't know. Help. I hope she got home safe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just like, I looked at it. I was like, ugh, yeah. Old people driving.
you ever help anybody like that?
I have. Yeah. I've helped a few.
You ever regret it after?
No, yeah, except with a homeless person. I
don't help homeless people anymore.
I regretted that once.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I don't mean to disparage your shit on all of them, but seriously, I don't help homeless people. Yeah. I don't give them money. I don't do any of that shit. Pass.
Hard yeah, place. I mean, honestly, like, they kind of fucked it up for themselves. And I know that sounds fucked up, but, like, not all the homeless people that I've met were, like, truly
homeless.
Not even truly homeless, just good people. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, you give them the money and they don't do what you think they're doing with it.
Right. Well, that's the thing, right? There's always a risk of, what they're doing with the money. But that argument can be made with any one of them.
That's a great point.
But that being said, they're genuine situations. I'm trying to make this funny.
I know, right?
I'm trying to make this funny right now.
Okay, I'll say this, right? Like, I give homeless people food before I give them money. Mm. But if they don't say thank you, I regret giving them the food. It's like, fuck you then, man. Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's like, fuck you and starve there, you little fuck.
All right. I'm not a fan of – I don't help homeless people. I really don't. Unless if it's like a genuine situation.
Yeah, they smell too bad, you know.
That's a different story, obviously. But one time my mom helped a homeless guy. He was at the grocery store. She just bought him some food, bought him some toilet paper. And then at the end he was like, hey, I live far from here. Would you mind if you gave me a ride? She was like, of course I'll give you a ride, like across the city to his house or to wherever the fuck he was staying. And motherfucker, he was flirting with my mom. He was like, are you married? Like, we should go out to dinner sometime. I'm like, you smell like shit.
Right.
You don't have any fucking money. You don't have a house. I wanted to strangle him from the backseat. I really wanted to put him in a chokehold.
Yeah,
like, really I remember the way I felt.
I think you might have told this story before.
Another thing too, in the city that I grew up in, Lawrence, there's – and I don't know if this is still the case, but there's a group of homeless people, like 10 of them. And what they do is they all bag on different corners and they put their money together and they rent a house and they have a place and they all live together and they all do drugs and they shoot up and shit. But that's their thing. So – I'm very, and the only way I know this is because I fucked around with the wrong people that knew these people because they were druggies and they would sell these druggies.
Yep.
So they were like, yeah, dude, these homies, like, they have TVs, couches, a place. Like,
that's what, yes.
They have food in the fridge. Like,
I've given people money that were turned out to be that.
Right.
And I was
exactly.
Like, fuck you, dude.
Like, but it's not that they don't need it. That's their lifestyle. That's
right.
What they do for work. They
exactly.
beg on the corner.
They beg. Yeah. They beg. Some people just beg. And, it's so fucked up.
If you got 50 cents per light and the light changes once every minute, then that means you're getting $30 an hour. So, hey, by that math.
It's worth it.
Yeah. I mean, when you break it down like that, that's kind of crazy.
You never thought of it like that?
No, I haven't, no.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Dude, and 50 cents per light is being conservative. Maybe, well, there's going to be some where you don't get any and then somewhere you get a couple bucks.
I was
going
to say, and in the places that I've seen the homeless be in Manch, like, they'll be like 10, 20 minutes where like everyone's like, fuck this dude.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of my face. Because, I mean, honestly, like, a lot of them are just stuck up, snug white people that don't want to give anyone their money. And they're just, you know. But I don't know. I told the story that I bought the dude fucking McDonald's. I bought him like two burgers.
And like, he was like,
dude, he mouthed them in like fucking 4 seconds.
Yeah.
And was like, thanks. And ran back to his spot and just kept going. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That dude. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's intense.
It is very intense.
Old people driving. That's what I was talking about, right?
Something like that. Mm. You got a video of old ladies crashing?
I think so.
Do you really?
I want to make sure.
I want to see.
Yeah. I fucking hate it.
Don't you hate it when you get Snapchats from like people accounts you don't recognize. I'm like, hey, cutie, I found you on there. That's just like scam shit.
Oh, yeah. I get that a shocking amount, but yeah. My Snapchat and Instagram is on all my music shit. So someone listening to it, even robots can just like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm not going to lie, dude. I get like maybe 5 of those a week.
That's a lot.
It's a lot, dude.
That's a lot.
I had to turn my fucking notifications off.
Oh, I have notifications off. That's right. Something like big secret, bro. If you want to be happy, turn off notifications for all your social media.
Facts.
I look at it once a week, twice a week, and that's it, dude. Just time.
Big facts.
So it makes people unhappy, bro. Can watch a video? Are you got yes. a topic?
Yep. Trying to navigate. Well, I can see this.
I sent you a couple things. Did I send you anything good?
You did. One of them I just looked at with a straight face because I was like, all right, we're gonna play this on the episode.
Oh, we already saw the burrito one.
Dude saw the burrito one. This is the one.
Yeah, that one was hilarious. Are you gonna go there?
Yep,
all right.
Yep, this is where we're starting. Fire, son. I said if it's that juice and top and this that my lifestyle.
He hit it, bro. What are you talking about, son?
He did.
That's all those chromosomes, baby.
What, what is this? I'll say that.
Yeah, this is just memes. All right. So this is a video. What's the name of the song? Lifestyle.
Right? I don't know. I don't know what song it is.
You know what song this is.
I don't know what song it is. That's why I'm like, well, I can't tell what it is from this. That's what
you
I'm saying.
Know what song this is.
I might, but I don't know what it is from this video.
Hold on.
You do hear that like that echo behind it, right?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's mad weird that it's doing that. I don't like it, but I think it's because my the TV cord is also plugged in.
This song came out a couple years ago. It was fucking huge.
Yeah, maybe we can play like 2 seconds of it on the mic.
What a weird part to be at. You've never heard this one.
No. He does sound exactly like it.
Yeah, he fucking hits it hard, bro. Yeah, this song came out 7 years ago. It was massive. You've definitely heard this song. You just don't remember it. Yeah. You have, bro. It was on Vine.
Who's it by?
It's like
I wasn't really big on
Rich Gang, Young Thug, Rich Homie Quan.
Yeah, not my boat.
Not my boat either, bro. But yeah, this guy hits it hard. Let's do it one more time.
He definitely does.
He hits it, bro. What are you talking about,
yes,
bro?
He does.
He fucking hit. How do you not know this song,
clean,
dude?
Clean. Now, I feel like I would have remembered that song, too.
This is just like a Vine song. This is one of those Vine songs.
Yeah, no. I wasn't on Vine that much. I only saw the ones that blew up on other platforms.
I was on Vine. That platform was so fucking funny, bro. Was so goddamn funny.
I only saw the ones that like made it to Worldstar and shit. You know what I mean? Like I wasn't huge on Vine.
I just sang you stupid shit.
Yeah, I will say that video, when I watched it, because I had no idea what the song was, yeah. And I didn't know.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, what is happening right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah.
And then when the music kicks in, I'm like, okay, this means something that I just don't understand.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just going to wait.
You didn't even laugh. You're just like, what?
I literally stone-faced. I was like, this is, I don't know what to do. Like,
yeah, yeah.
This is uncomfortable.
That's even better for me, bro. I love it.
Yeah, and I did see this.
I love dank
memes. I was very confused. This one I've heard before.
You have heard this song.
Oh, yes. This yeah. one I think blew up on radio and shit.
This is hot. Yeah. I love this.
Pretty hilarious that it's doing that, too. Yeah. It's just fucking spinning
around.
It's
yeah. a Hot Pocket. Yeah. Did we talk about my Hot Pocket adventure? You fuck with Hot Pockets?
Potentially. I do fuck with Hot Pockets.
All right. Have you bought them recently?
No.
No. When's the last time you had a Hot Pocket?
I'd say it's within 6 months, but
okay.
I can't remember.
Okay. I haven't had Hot Pockets since I was like 14.
Okay.
While, right? I got them recently. I got Meat Lovers, which is like sausage, pepperoni, cheese, sauce, whatever.
Yep.
Ass.
Oh.
Ass.
Really?
Garbage. Uh-oh. Hated it.
Oh, God.
So bad. So gross.
And it was fully heated up and everything?
Oh, right? It was. I put it in my air fryer. It was crispy on the outside, warm on the inside.
Yeah.
I even let the motherfuckers cool. I didn't eat them as magma.
I don't remember. Cool, I have like one. I always eat this one Hot Pocket.
Which one?
Hot sauce. I literally can't remember what it is right now.
Pizza Bites. Pizza Bites. Not Hot Pocket. Pizza Bites.
Oh, I'm thinking of a Hot Pocket.
Well, that isn't a Hot Pocket.
Facts. That's not a Hot Pocket. Yeah, the Hot Pockets are bigger, but.
Yeah. But they're the same. They're the same. No,
they're pretty much the same.
I don't know Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
I think they're kind
of
gross.
I fucking hated all of them. But if I'm like, if I'm baked and I have nothing else to eat and I have Hot Pockets in my freezer, yeah. I will open it and have a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel that. I definitely don't buy them because I just don't think they're that good.
Yeah. Okay. So we watched this one last week.
Oh, we did, right?
I feel like I, instead of sending you guys shit immediately, I just send it straight to myself now for the podcast. Have you seen the videos? Like it's the screen on the bottom in front of us while we're in the back on the corners like this. Have you like watched it on YouTube yet?
I mean,
while we're doing this,
I watched. What do you mean? I don't understand your question.
Have you watched the podcast? Our podcast?
Yeah, I did it today.
While we're recapping videos, you see what the screen looks like?
No. Oh, no, I haven't seen that section. No, I haven't.
Okay.
How does it pop up?
I will show you after, and then we can see if you like it or not. Because I was just curious what the feedback is. Sorry.
Okay. No, I didn't understand. I watched a couple minutes of each, but I don't really go that far.
Yeah.
I don't like watching myself.
Yes, I don't either. Yeah. Get
your paw off the table. Look at this pop up. Look at him, dude.
Get your paw off the table. Get your paw.
Look at him. Look at him.
He knows.
Putting it back on like that is actually wicked funny.
He's such a cutie, bro. Something that I get a lot is, oh, my dog doesn't like people. I don't want to introduce you to my dog. I'm like, okay. And then I meet
your job.
Like at my job.
Yep.
And then I meet their dog and he's like, oh my God, my dog likes you. My dog doesn't like anybody but me.
Yeah.
And he's like, she's a rescue. She doesn't like men. I'm like, yeah, but it's me, baby. It's me.
It's me.
It's me. They like
I am also a dog whisperer, as I like to say. Mm. I fucking love
it's
dogs.
All body language, bro.
Yeah.
You just got to introduce yourself to pets. If you don't know this already, I think we've talked about this before, but if you don't know this already, if you meet a strange dog, don't immediately put your fingers out and pet him.
Yeah.
That's not how you do it.
Right.
You got to introduce yourself to a dog the same way you introduce yourself to a normal human being.
Yeah.
You go up to the dog, you curl your fingers in like this so they can't bite them. So you curl your fingers in and you put them in front of its face. It'll smell you. Yep. Nux. These, whatever the fuck these are, put the nucks up to his face, it'll smell ya, tail starts wagging, ears go up, you're good to go. That means your guys are friends, and then you can pet him. But people make the mistake of immediately jabbing at the fucking dog.
Oh, yeah.
And then when the dog freaks out and barks and nips at you, they're like, what the fuck?
Especially if they're being loud, dude. I see this all the time. Oh, my God, I want a pet. It's like, well, hold on. Like, this is a pit bull. You're about to lose that finger.
Right. Well, exactly. You know? And like bonus points, if you get down to its level and you get on your knees or you squat in front of its face and like you just hold your hand like this in front of you and you just squat there, it'll come up and smell you.
Yeah,
then you guys are good. That's something I get a lot. Like I introduce myself to pets and pet owners will be like, oh, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will just throw themselves at my dog.
I feel like I don't really approach the dog. I'll make it known that I'm talking to the dog. I'll be like, oh, hey buddy. I'm like, ooh, and I'll go like that with my hand, you know. He'll come over to me if he wants to. If he doesn't, I'm not gonna go up to him, you know. It's kind of like 101. People just pet dogs who knows if that dog wants to be pet. And I do have a topic about this after 2 weeks.
Actually, I have a talk. You bring up a really good point.
Yeah.
I have to wash my pants because of dogs.
Okay.
I meet a lot of dogs in my line of work, and most of them are friendly. Most of them like me, jump on me. A lot of them get humpy.
Okay.
Male or female.
Yeah.
You ever get dog juices on your pants?
I have. Yep.
I have.
My family's owned some dogs, so.
I have.
Yes, I have. It's nasty.
I've washed dog splooge.
Yeah.
Not a lot of it, but it was dog splooge.
how did you wash it? Did you hand
wash
it?
No, I put it in the washer.
Okay, I was gonna say.
I licked it clean.
Use a sponge. You're just like, ugh. No, yeah, I did. I did throw it right in the wash when I was a kid. But yeah, I was talking about this with someone recently about how animals are like personified by humans in such a friendly way. Like, especially movies and everything like that. Like,
okay.
We hear birds chirping and mm-hmm. it's like lovely and brings mm-hmm. us happiness and stuff. And we're like, oh, mm-hmm. they're so cute. Those birds are literally going, fuck me. Fuck.
Yeah.
Food. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they're right. not like,
mating calls.
All animals do that. They're right. And they're all trying to survive. But we're the ones who we personify them as these lovely, cute creatures when it's like they're like, like, if we were in their brain, it would constantly be epic music trying to live. You know what I mean? Like,
epic music trying to live. Yeah. Like, the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep every day, it's like a fucking, it's true. You're yeah. fighting for your life.
It's insane.
You don't know if you're going to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I was just talking about it. I was like, I don't, it's just a weird thought, I guess. It's a high thought, really.
Well, animals haven't been domesticated forever. So yeah. There was a point in human history where it was just us.
Yeah.
But, you know, we domesticated all these animals, you know, for eating, for consumption, and then dogs and horses.
Yeah.
For companionship and for riding. So, I don't know. We live in a very interesting time. People take this shit for granted, bro. But if you were right. born 500 fucking years ago, there's no internet. There's no MySpace. There's no options. You know?
Yeah.
There is no option for happiness. There's just survival. To an extent, obviously, you can be happy, but I guess it's where you're born and what social economic situation.
That still would be fucking horrible. Imagine if you, like, 500 years ago, you're like a blacksmith.
That'd be dope.
But you're like, someone could just walk up to you and just like kill you with your own weapons that you create.
Well, yeah, but there's still a justice system. It's not anarchy.
Yeah, no,
but
I know.
There's no forensics.
I feel like
the odds of them getting away are much higher.
I think it's a little more intense because it was easier to kill, basically. And it's easier to die.
Imagine being born 500 years ago. Your father's a blacksmith, and he's like, you're the only son. And he's like, you're going to inherit all my tools and my trade.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to do this.
You're like, I want to dance, Dad.
Yeah. And you're like gay as fuck.
Yeah. You're like, I want to be a jester for the king. I want to dance. I want
to. We live in a monarchy. It's probably Israel. It doesn't have to be a monarchy.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just went there. Yeah.
There are democracies out there too, bro. I guess. So, I mean, yeah, that must be interesting.
Yeah. You know, it's another really random thing that I was thinking about, which Jake actually kind of like answered it for me, but I didn't get it. I have fucking hair on my tongue.
Nice. I have a hair in each of my eyes. The one on my right eye has been stuck there for 3-4 days. The one on my left eye has been stuck there for 2 days.
You fucking beard hairs and mustache hairs ever get in your tongue? Just tiny little hair. You're like fucking
motherfucker. All day, bro.
Yeah.
Especially with a mask on.
Yeah, with a mask on big time, dude.
You ever get it stuck in the mask?
In the mask, dude. It's all over the inside of the mask, yeah. Okay, but what I was thinking of that I was mad baked when I thought of this. So I wrote in my phone, I was like, why don't ants take fall damage? Like, can ants take fall damage? But I mean that literally as like, I flicked an ant in this apartment not too long ago.
Okay.
And it was in my bathroom. Mm-hmm. So it was not a big ant, very small ant, like mm-hmm. very, very small. Mm-hmm. I flick it and that thing smacked my wall in 0.1 second and it was just walking around like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking like, how like can an ant just like jump off a building and just like hit the ground and just kind of keep going? Like,
yeah.
Why is it like that we can flick it and it just goes flying and it's so strong? I found out because Jake was like, you're retarded. This is the answer. And I was like, okay.
You are retarded.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
What did Jake say?
Exoskeleton. They don't have actual physical tissue that like a back, a spine and shit.
Well, that's a big portion of it for sure, but it's not the only reason.
Yeah. Well, I mean, relative to their size, that's a huge reason.
Well, yeah, the exoskeleton is massive, but you bring up a really good point. What about like other creatures? You can drop them off a building, like really, really small bugs. They'll be pretty much okay. It's surface area, it's weight, it's velocity,
right.
It's density. The organs don't operate in the same way that ours do.
Yeah.
Plus, when you're talking on a much smaller scale, those distances are...
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I mean.
You won't ever reach terminal velocity when you weigh so much.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But it's like dropping a feather.
Yeah. Well, my thought process was like that. Well, the flick was fucking hard. So like that sent that thing to that wall so fast. Like as I flicked it, it was already on the wall. Like it was so fucking
so
quick.
Immediate.
And it was perfectly fine. So you'd think like, wow, if it was that quick, like that ant's whole world just fucking changed.
You probably dazed them.
0.1
sure.
seconds. And it just kept walking. And like, I was like, wow, yeah, that was a really high thought I had. But Jake was like, yeah, dude, they don't really take like physical damage like that because it's not like.
Yeah, right.
It's just not the same.
Right. Right.
It's hard to describe, but yeah, I don't know.
That's
was thinking about that.
That's a very high thought. Right? Jesus Christ.
I was, I don't know.
Oh, goodness. Let's go to a physics class.
Yeah.
You could definitely find the answer in a YouTube video.
Of course.
Like Vsauce.
Yeah.
Love Vsauce.
Yeah, my coworker was talking about that too.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, trust me. We're going to watch all these.
Okay. What happened, dude? What fucking happened, dude?
Oh.
That was crazy.
Oh, shit.
What fucking happened, dude?
He rocks him. Boom, in the right fucking in the face. One more time. Don't. Oh, yeah. Mute it.
Yeah. So for the listeners, this guy, I think, got in an accident, right? And the cameraman who's in the back seat of the guy who I think got hit.
Yeah.
He must have like pumped his brakes or something and the dude behind him hit him. Yeah. So he immediately starts filming. The dude behind him runs up, runs around the car and punches the driver right in the face. And then the video ends. That's what I take from it. I think he pumped his brakes or something. Guy behind him was like, oh, this motherfucker runs up, socks him in the face. Cameraman's fucking.
Why? This guy blocked me. This account.
He blocked you?
Yeah.
Why you tried? You requested it?
Yeah. Last week you showed me.
I did.
Yeah.
And you requested it.
Yeah. And I requested it. So he has two accounts. So I requested one and blocked. Didn't accept it. I can't even find it in my search feed anymore. And then I found the second one that you're following. I'm like, oh, this is the real one. Followed it. Blocked. Ooh. Why? Can you press on his account?
Yes. He has a private account. I don't think I'm supposed to. I won't put this in, I guess.
I mean, but this guy doesn't want people to follow him or something?
Yeah, because his videos are fucked up, dude.
Yeah, but I want to see, dude.
Well, I mean,
see, like followed by Rayton 00. I followed that one and the other, and they both blocked me, bro.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this: like this guy, this is like the 10th time this guy's made this account, and people have found this guy in real life. So
what do you mean?
Like, because he's posted some shit that's like. Like after some dude gets shot and like the guy's just sitting dead in his car, he's the one that posts the video of that.
You know,
it's that type of shit. So, which I'm not saying this specific account did that to whatever situation, but that type of shit has happened to him before.
Dude, I want
to
see this. I want to fucking follow this guy. This guy won't accept my follow.
I do want to show you some other videos on this then if you can't see them because some of these videos are wicked fucked up, but they're hilarious.
That's why I checked my phone because I realized that I followed this account and that he never accepted it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second.
The videos I show on this are videos that you can find in other places, you know what I mean? Like I don't post the ones that are too fucked up because it's obvious that like it'll come from him, you know. That's funny that he just fucking chose not to, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have anything in your account that would make
I'm private, maybe that's why, because I'm private. Are you
maybe
private?
That's I'm public, dude. I got a business account.
I think,
you know?
That's what it is.
Yeah,
I think it's because I'm private. Damn, that's too bad.
All right, we're gonna look at this one's pretty funny.
You don't have to press on the icon. Sounds. You can just press on the video.
Yeah, I think I know that, but I do it anyways because I'm weird.
Oh, dude, this motherfucker's flying. Is he going to crash?
No, they do this for a living. Have you ever...
For a living? I mean, yeah. It's not their profession, though.
These fucking... I don't know exactly what they're called.
Are they some type of, no, they're not Ebeck. Are they Ebeck?
Some type of elk, maybe.
Dude, that motherfucker's flying, bro.
They go like 60 miles per hour down this goddamn mountain, dude.
And yo, he's like they fall,
look at how
they
fast
trip,
they go.
Bro.
Yeah, look. Fell right back up, keeps going. Goes all the way
down.
That's
badass, man.
So I started looking into this afterwards because I was like, what is this? This is cool
as
hell.
Boy.
And I just looked up like deer flying down mountain during snow things. And there's not a lot of videos of them, to be
really?
Honest. Yeah, but this was... a very common one.
This one's taking it a little slower.
Yeah. But I guess they do this all the time because, like, they travel all around, like, the mountains. You know what I mean? Right. It's their habitat. And sometimes they need to get down. This is how they go down.
Dude, this is hilarious. They I've never haul seen this before.
Ass,
he dude. Is hauling the And I'm ass, sorry.
We
dude.
Should fucking explain it for the listeners.
You want to explain this one? Yeah, 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 yeah. So we're... There's a snowy mountain, really rocky, really snowy, really steep, and there are two separate deer at intervals running down the side of the mountain in the snow, sometimes in the rock, and they're fucking hauling ass. Like, he's flying faster than a snowboarder at top speed. Like, they're going fast because he's supplementing his velocity, his downward velocity because of gravity, with his own speed by running.
And
so they're
smart.
Fucking running down the mountain.
They're going
fast
like
as fuck.
Side by side, which is smart. If they just went straight down, they'd just eat shit. But yeah. You know what I mean? They're using the momentum of their bodies and everything mm-hmm. to go down. Like, they do this.
These guys are badass.
That's why I said they do this as a living, because they do this all the fucking time.
Yeah, so they did this as a survival mechanism.
The
sure.
Instagram account is Roam the Planet. It is open, and they post mad cool animal cool. videos. I actually recommend people follow them.
Yeah.
I like
not Ray 10-0. That motherfucker doesn't follow
anyone. Oh, I don't even follow this one. I follow a bunch of weird animal shit like this because I love animals.
I love animals too.
Right.
I follow a lot of cat pages and dog pages. They just make me happy, bro.
They do, right? It's fucking nice.
Ray 10-0, man. Can you send him a message for me?
No.
I'd be like, bro, my boy tried to follow, and he'll block you.
He will block me.
He'll block the fuck out of you, dude.
I have I think a few more videos on other things, but I want to see if we can jump around a little bit. Let's go.
All right, let's pop one. Hey, pepper pop.
I do want to give a little update. I am still nicotine free.
Oh yeah, yeah. How's that journey going?
Great. So I have a weight. I have a scale at work, and I've gained 3 pounds in the 2.5 weeks that I've not smoked butts, which is crazy because I have eaten so much. I said last week that my shit still did go back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now eating like 3 meals again. Like, I'm starving if I don't. Like, I used to just eat one decent dinner a day,
right,
and just smoke the rest of the day.
But
yeah, no, I'm eating 3 to 5 meals a day. It's fucking. I'm back up to 150, which was my goal weight. I'm just going to try to get that weight now. Random little update there. I thought that might have been some good
news. Have you ever been fat before?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I had some chub on me.
Yeah, some chub?
Yeah.
You think you'd ever be fat?
Honestly, at this point, no. So
I can't imagine.
When I was real young, I had a little bit of chub, but then I started playing. Like, I played every single sport.
So yeah,
I played football, hockey, baseball. I played tennis a little bit. I played soccer. I played everything. And I mean, hockey and baseball were the ones I stuck with the most. I played those for years. But that obviously, like, I had a good foundation. Mm-hmm. I was always active.
Right.
And then in like sixth grade, I was fucking 12 years old. I started working out. And I was like, I want like an image. Okay. So
that's pretty young.
Yeah, very young. It stunted my growth. Huh? My doctor said I was supposed to be like a little over 6 feet, but I stunted my growth big time.
Why? Because you were working out?
And drinking hella coffee and smoking really young. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, I was a bad.
Is your brother taller than you?
No, my brother's like an inch shorter than me. Maybe 2 inches.
So then maybe your doctor is full of shit.
No, my dad's like 6 feet. And my mom was,
apparently
me and my brother both stunted our growth. I mean, we were bad kids, you know, we were fucking.
What if your kids are just fucking massive?
Right, dude, my kids could be much bigger than me. My kids could be fucking giants.
They
like,
could be.
My dad's biological grandfather's like 6'4". Like, he's a big dude. So he was a big dude. Rest in peace. That guy's weird, but weird to say.
You're what?
My dad's dad.
Oh, you're
he was a. I was thinking about it the other day, right? And it's funny I wrote this down. We are more like two bears, one cave than we are bad friends. Now hear me out though. And it's not just image, really. It's more or less the characteristics of each podcast. So like bad friends, like they like are at each other's throats a lot. They're like snipping at each other. But Bad Friends, in my opinion, is a funnier show. Like, they're really good at bits and going in and out of shit and improv. And Two Bears is, I think, not as funny. I think they're a little more broadened. It's not always comedy.
It's less structured.
Yes. And it's just kind of random.
Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee are masters at improv.
Yeah.
Masters at improv.
Right.
But I do have banter with Eric. When me and Eric are here, it's more like bad friends.
Yeah. No, I agree,
too. Speaking of, we should get that motherfucker back on the
phone. We need to get him back on.
At least one, dude.
Yeah. He can wear his ankle bracelet and come here, you know? The monitor will.
Oh, no. He should have Katie wear his ankle bracelet for a day.
Good point. Good point.
And then she stays at home and then he comes. Or we go to him?
Yeah, we go to
him. I don't want to go to him. He smells.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was just thinking, I wish that we could do like all fucking comedy shit, but I literally have to like plan it out. Like, I don't know. I got to be in that bag. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, it's not like, I don't know. If we just go in with no topics every episode and we just rant off random shit, we can be very funny, but we're obviously going to be passionate about shit. I don't know.
Right.
Apparently people who listen like that shit, but yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah, we're definitely more like two bears than.
Who's the Bert? I hope I'm not the Bert.
Probably
me, huh? I talk a lot.
Well, I guess that's a good point because we don't really have like a. Like, Bert's real bad with the...
Dude, I used to watch Two Bears, like, a lot. I skip every other episode now.
I barely watch it now.
And it's just, Bert is just so fucking off his rocker. It's insane.
Dude. Yeah, I actually don't watch it because of Bert Kreischer. That's literally the reason.
And I like his character. I like who he is, I like what he does. I just don't like him on that part. He's just too loose.
Yeah. Tom doesn't he just lets him go. Like,
I wish Tom reeled it in a little bit more, but he just fucking doesn't.
I know, like, Tom is smart because that podcast makes him mad money off the sponsorships. It's a huge podcast because people like Tom's reactions to Bert. Mm-hmm. But then there's people like you and me that want the content. We want – I want to hear Tom Segura. You know what I mean?
He's
like,
hilarious. YMH is truly
so fucking funny.
Fucking funny, dude.
It's amazing.
What else was I going to say? Like – Two Bears started being a little less funny for me when after the Kool-Aid. Like, that was peak Two Bears for me.
Oh, facts. Yeah. They have moments, I think, every now and then. But again, like...
Like, when Tom... After Tom broke his arm, like, he had a good couple months and then... I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Yeah. I know. I don't want to shit on them. We're just fucking...
Right. Like, nobody fucking listens to this podcast.
Right.
So
and we're just
matter.
Shitting on a fucking million view podcast.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Every episode. Jesus Christ.
Seriously.
Last week I brought this up, but we kind of shut it down. Posthumous works of art, posthumous albums.
Yeah.
I don't think they should be released. Do you think they should?
Let's be real, though. In a posthumous album, because now we know how to pronounce it.
I know, me too.
in a posthumous album, there's never like – no, that's not true. And Mac Miller's posthumous album was pretty good. Hands.
Really good,
I still listen
man.
To Hands.
I like it. Circles.
Circles
whatever.
Is good.
Really
Hands
good.
Is good. Blue World.
Dude, Tupac's All Eyes on Me was
Tupac's
such
fire.
A good fucking album.
So I'll say, I was going to say no, but the posthumous albums we got are pretty good.
Yeah.
And then they drop shit like XXXTentacion, and then they drop like Juice WRLDs, and neither of those have bangers.
Yeah. So my opinion, and I'm a hypocrite on this, right? Because if I die, I want all my music to somehow get released.
Okay.
Like, and mixed and released. So I'm a huge hypocrite. But I look at it when they release it like XXXTentacion. And I'm like, they don't know how he wanted to release that fucking album. As much as people think they do, no one knows how an artist really wanted to release a project.
Right, right.
I will say with Mac Miller, with Hands and Circles, or the Swimming in Circles, like, it was very well done because his team knew just how he felt. You know what I mean? Like, he's been – he was preaching how depressed he was for a while before. Right. You know what I mean? So, like – and it sounds dark, but I don't know. I don't really like posthumous works of art, but I love Tupac shit, and I love fucking,
Mac Miller's.
I like Mac Miller's. I like
so
mad
then there
shit.
You go.
I'm a hypocrite.
You are a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wanted to bring that up. Can ants take fall damage? Stupid-ass fucking thing. look, I literally wrote, can ants take fall damage? Flicking Ant across.
Oh, my God. That's funny. That's
all
actually funny.
Guys are more shocked if their male friends become fathers versus if their female friends become mothers. Why do you think that is? Me and Jake were talking about this last night. And it's true.
Because this and this is not the case for all women and all men and all women.
Oh, here we go. I
majority,
like this.
The majority of women that I've met at one point will say something along the lines of, I have baby fever. I'm sure you've heard that before.
Oh, baby fever? Yes, yes, yes.
So, like, I have worked in enough restaurants and I've worked with enough people and with enough women, and that's really a theme. That's really a theme is baby fever, wanting a kid, feeling fulfillment from a child. Mm. A lot of that's really instinctual, though.
Yeah.
Like, and again, I'm not generalizing. It's not all men. It's not all women.
Yeah.
But inherently, women do have this thing of, I want to have a child.
Yeah.
It's inherent. Men have.
So you said that in such a diplomatic way. You might have covered yourself in that one.
I think I did.
You did.
I'm telling you, it's not all women. It's not all men.
In a little more aggressive tone, just from my experience.
Okay.
The high school that I went to.
Yeah.
And the middle school I went to.
Yeah.
Bitches were fucking.
For sure.
A lot.
For sure.
Guys were fucking.
For sure.
A lot.
For
sure. It was just the thing. A lot of girls were pregnant by senior year. It just.
Were they really?
Yeah. And like
really?
And some juniors, you know? Not all in my grade either. Some grades above me, some grades below me. Like, so it's like.
We had a couple of pregnant girls in our school, but not that many. You had a couple?
Amount. Really? Decent amount.
If like, you were to say a percentage of all the girls in your school, like what, 10%?
Oh, a percentage? No, no, no. I don't want to say that. I would say, though, there was like when I went to high school, from when I was a freshman to when I graduated as a senior, there's probably 30-ish.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And that's all across all grades, too. So that was okay. Me knowing some people in the grades above me, too.
Well, there was not that many pregnant girls on Lawrence High.
Yeah. So they were fucking. Wow. So that's why I'm like, well, that's a great point. Because like when my buddies become fathers, I'm like, shit, dude. Like, this is serious. Like, you're really doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the girls I know do it, I'm like, you know what I mean? So it's bad. But it's just because I kind of grew up with that type of. Around me.
You grew up with that expectation. A part of me also thinks that like maybe you know these women and maybe you know what they want. Like a lot of girls are really straightforward about what they want. Like there's this one girl that I remember working with. I won't say her name, but she was really super cutie. We were really friendly with each other, really good friend. And she was always like, I have baby fever. I want kids. 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 Look at this baby. He's so cute. Look at this, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I hope you get it someday. And then one day she fucked around with my boy. They fucked. They dated. They had a kid. They divorced, broke up before the kid was even born. And it's a wrap. And now like that's just his baby mama. She's happy, I think, from what I can tell. She's really happy with what she has. But he's not involved in the baby's life as much.
Yeah.
You know? And it's sad and I don't like it. I wish I never did it. But
right.
It seems like she got what he wanted and he got the nut. So, win-win?
He got the nut. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I guess win-win. But, like, for me, that's not a win. That's why I don't have kids. Bro, I fucked with girls. They're like, oh, don't wear a condom. Like, why are you wearing a condom right
now? He got the nut, and he also has child support now for 18 years. So,
yeah.
I don't know if that's really.
But I don't think child support. I think if you're not a piece of shit, just give your girl money every month, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, yeah. Unless the mother like actively is looking for another man to be in the kid's life, it does help to just have a figure like that in the kid's life. So just throwing that out there too.
You want to talk about Kanye West?
Yeah.
Really? I suppose you said yeah.
Sure. Let's talk about him.
Let's talk about Kanye West, bro.
Let's talk about what's the most recent news?
Oh my gosh. Kanye West. Kanye West is dealing with this right now. He has four kids.
He does.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Three.
Three?
Four.
Four?
North.
Maybe it's Jay-Z that has three.
Sky, right? Sky, one of his kids?
I don't fucking know.
Well, he has some kids with her. Yeah.
He has some kids, and him and his wife broke up, got divorced, and he's making such a fuss. But I think that there are two ways of looking at this, bro. And I have the ability to look at it one way, and maybe and I kind of realized this recently. Maybe this is why I see it like – I don't think Kanye is – like I think he's being kind of shitty, yeah. But I don't think he's being as shitty as people are making him out to be. Kanye West wants his fucking kids. I think Kanye West should be the father. If you ask me who I think is a better parent, I think it's Kanye all day, every day.
I do too, yeah.
And I don't think those kids should be with Kim at all. So I think Kim, I think Kanye is more than valid in making a fuss and making a scene, because he's right. In America, if you're a guy and you're trying to get your kids custody of your kids, you're going to have a much harder time.
Yeah.
And
if you're Kanye, I mean, he's a black man and a rapper.
Right.
In America.
Right. With mental health issues.
With mental health issues. Like
that's so easy to pick on.
You're set up for failure from birth. Never mind, like, yeah.
I don't know Kim Kardashian, but let me tell you what I do know, is that every interaction I see with her, everything I see with her in it and on it,
yeah,
I dislike her.
Yeah.
I dislike the way she responds. I dislike her body language. I dislike what she does. God, I dislike what she adds. I don't think she adds anything to anything that I've ever seen. There's this video.
Yeah.
There's this video where Kanye West is really excited about something, like something happened and he's really excited about it and he's telling Kim. And Kim's on her phone and she's looking at, and she looks at him, she goes, "That's crazy," and looks back on her phone. I'm like, I couldn't be married to that.
No.
I knocked the shit out of her right then and there, bro.
Right.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right.
And bro, I think Kanye should have his fucking kids. And I understand people are like, oh, Kanye's being an abusive ex and he's not leaving Kim alone. I agree. He totally is.
Yeah.
But
I honestly
– he needs his kids, man.
What I think –
needs his kids.
And I know no one is really taking this kind of point on it, but I don't care to this extent. I think leave it up to the kids. And if they don't – what if they don't want to be with Kanye or Kim? What if they have an external family member that they would much rather – take care of them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but dude, they're so young.
How young are they? I don't know.
I don't even think they're 10. And I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure they're under 10. I think at a certain point, yeah, you're right, but they're not even there yet, dude.
Yeah. I mean, if they're that young, yeah, that's tough.
You know,
that's tough. I don't know. I think that honestly, the whole situation with it being like all over the world, it's shitty for everyone involved. Yeah. I hate Kim. I really do, and hate's a strong word. I hate the whole family. I do too.
And it's strong. Awful people.
Deep dislike, you know? I really don't like any of them in that entire family. They have no talent. They have no anything, you know?
They don't have talent.
They don't. They're just names. They're just because some fucking father was a lawyer for fucking O.J. Simpson, and they, you know, Kim got fucked. Now they're fucking popular, but I was going to try to pull up an entertainment thing to see how much Kanye is in this, but I don't actually see a lot of him, which is good.
Which is good, yeah. He shouldn't be in the top headline. There's so much other shit going on.
Right. I don't know if it's because it's entertainment, because I'm pretty sure that's where he'd be, right? He wouldn't be in any other like news thing.
No, he would be in entertainment.
Yeah, so that's good. I'm glad that they're not still, you know, blowing him up on the news and shit like that.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope Kanye can find happiness. What about Pete Davidson? Is he still in the picture?
Kanye, hit me up, bro. We'll shit talk Skeet Laymanson for days, bro.
Oh, did you see the thing that came out on Pete fucking like over the past like two or three days?
What came out on Pete?
In one of his comedy bits, he jokes about fucking a kid, like a baby. He jokes about fucking a toddler.
Yeah, but that's Pete's comedy.
It's a really fucking funny, but... He did it really disgustingly. I do want to say, like,
that's his comedy style, though.
I think the premise could have been really funny. You know what I mean? Because like he was like, well, something about I didn't want to do it, but the baby just kept giving me the eyes, you know. And then he was like, I'm not saying that I'd ever fuck a baby. He's like, but if I had to choose one, that type of thing. And I was like, okay, that's a funny premise. I like that turn because he's not explicitly saying it, but
he's just trying to be edgy.
And again, he's not that good of a comedian, so it's just like
he's witty though. I saw this. Yeah. I saw this thing of him on Wild and Out where he was rapping against Nick Cannon.
I saw that too,
and he fucking roasted him.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good. He is witty. But
he's good at improv.
I don't like his comedy style. It's not for me. Yeah. I've never liked it. I've never thought he was that funny ever. Yeah. Ever since the Get, bro, I was like, I'm like, Pete just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah,
it looks like a fucking anteater.
We're gonna watch. We're gonna watch some dog video.
But he is piping Kim Kardashian. I love this video. But he is piping Kim Kardashian, so.
Facts.
Yeah, I would eat Kim Kardashian's ass.
Which one's going to hit the camera?
I know which one already.
Have you seen this?
Yeah. It's going to be this. I think it's a beagle from the back. Or some kind of hound. Hops over. He's going to do it right here. After this Roddy. It looks like it's going to be the Roddy.
It does.
It is not. This is not comes flying out of fucking nowhere. Fucking dogs are amazing. That's such the a perfect shot music too.
See, this is the music I expect all ants and animals to be hearing from fucking morning to night. They're hearing that fucking
survival music.
Yeah, just trying to live.
That was pretty great.
Right? Always brings us in a better mood. Love dog videos.
Oh yeah, I love this. Too. I saw this shit.
Yeah, I remember this now. Yeah.
But this shit.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, that sounds like an actual vomit.
Right? I do that every time I would pour the drink. I would be that guy. Every single time I'd pour a drink, I'd make that noise, no matter who was with me. Just piss them off.
When's the last time you threw up? I hate throwing up.
I'd say within a year.
Really?
Yeah. I believe it was from
drinking. I'm probably around the same, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throwing up is awful, bro.
I want to say it was from drinking.
Throwing up is awful, bro.
Really awful. I fucking I hate it.
I hate it, bro.
I want to see what I sent Jake about Mark Norman, because I love Mark Norman.
See your dick? Oh, yeah. I saw this one.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. The improv thing that he was doing. Yeah. No, we saw this last week. We are definitely going to wrap up soon, but I want to see. I feel like I had something else that was kind of cool. No, we did that last week.
Oh, really? The fucking bear thing. Mangekyo, who's that?
Jake.
Oh, yeah. Does Jake fuck with Naruto? I mean, that's his name.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's watched the entire season in Japanese.
It's not that big.
Oh, yeah, dude. Anthony Jeselnik, do you see this?
Who's
Florida
this?
Driver plows through preschool playground, killing 4-year-old girl. Anthony Jeselnik goes, senseless tragedy. I plow through preschool playgrounds all the time, but I've never killed anyone. This is his fucking lane. He is absolutely a savage at comedian. Like,
yeah.
Do you like Anthony Jeselnik?
I don't even know who this is.
What?
I've never heard of him.
Bro, watch one of his fucking Netflix specials.
Never heard of him, bro.
So fucking dark, but one of the funniest comedians I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
Yes.
Let me see some of the comments.
Yeah, Twitter I'm sure he's going to get ripped in half. They fucking...
Legit mortified at how crap a joke this is.
See, first one is fucking hating on it.
Yeah.
Anthony Jeselnik is basically the worst comedy I ever heard. I prefer Shane Gillis, which is actually pretty bad. Bri, I was like 10 when I showed him this because of my dead baby joke. It's called Dark Humor. Is it just me or does comedy have an alright problem? Jesus Christ. People fucking, okay, now this is just crazy, my man. Every time some fucked up shit happens and he makes a joke like this, it blows the fuck up, dude. I promise you, if you watch his comedy special, you'll laugh like insanely hard.
All right,
like,
I'll give it a shot.
He's really fucking good. I can't fucking see what this is.
That's the same post. There you go. Oh, what's this?
No idea.
What do you think homosexuals should do then?
Kill themselves, as far as I'm concerned. Because they, you know, they're horrible, wicked people. They're just going to keep molesting and you know, just...
This guy's projecting hard.
Very hard.
So I don't have any advice for homosexuals except to put a bullet in your own head so that you don't molest my kids or anyone else.
What do you think, homosexual?
Well, he was molested by someone.
You know, he's definitely...
Holy shit.
Okay, who posted this?
I don't know, but for some reason, Jake sent it to me.
Jesus Christ.
That's the type of shit Jake will randomly find something like that and just be like, maybe John will like this. Like, it's like, what? Like, why send me some of this stuff,
Jake? That was aggressive.
Yeah, really aggressive. Okay, that one got removed. You know, that's bad.
That's how you know it was a good meme.
Yep, and he has more really dark humor.
Ukrainian humor, yeah.
Okay, that sums that up.
You really tried to reel him back in, but it just wasn't happening.
Yeah, it didn't work. We're definitely good on time. All right, let's see if we got anything else I could do to... Oh, my God. Ooh, I don't know if we should talk about this. Did you see, so Britney Spears is free of her conservatorship, right?
Sure, yeah.
Did you see her Instagram posts?
No.
So, Bad Friends.
She has almost 3,000 posts, Jesus Christ.
Bad Friends brought this up the other day because she, you know, she got off her conservatorship, and I think some of them follow him, if I'm not mistaken. Some of them follow her. I don't know, but she started posting some pictures that people were. They just had controversy behind them. Okay, there's one with cleavage there. It's not too bad. It's not what I'm thinking. Okay, this is kind of closer to what we were getting at.
I mean, yeah, she's showing herself off, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt she has mental health issues, right?
This is the ones. So,
yeah, I mean, she has her titties out.
Yeah, so she posted these pictures, pretty much where she, like, her vagina's out in her boobs, and she just put a little like filter on them, or yeah. She's just covering them with her hands.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. People like were shitting on her, saying like that this is why she should have been on a conservatorship, and I was like, well, those are fucking real sick in the head people, because I think this is completely normal.
I mean, especially nowadays, is it healthy? That's debatable, but is it normal? I guess.
I don't know if I'm the one to judge. I don't know. She wanted to post it, and right. I think she feels good posting it. And she right. posted several of them, so good for her, right?
Right.
That's
right.
I don't know. People really took it aggressively.
Well, it's funny, man. We've talked about this before, and I don't mean to be a piece of shit, but I'm definitely going to come across as a piece of shit. A man has value if he's wise and funny and has income and has assets.
Uh-oh.
And has these things. And that's how you go, oh, that man has value, right?
Yeah.
But a woman, not all of them,
yeah.
But generalized, a lot of women would be like, my value is from the way that I look, which comes down to, you know, the big social media posts and showing off your body and – So, I mean, yeah, good for her. If that's what she needs, if that's what she wants, then yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I don't see any issue with it.
Yeah.
I don't do it because I don't seek in social media value in the way that I looks.
Right.
Because my look doesn't bring me value.
Yeah.
But for some people, it does. And that's fine.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. That's all it is. And it's not even – maybe it's not even a men-woman thing. Maybe it's just a people thing.
I'm glad that we had a healthy take on that because I didn't know if you were going to be like, oh, this is wicked fucked up. She – shouldn't be doing this.
No, whatever, dude. If she wants to post naked pictures, she don't want to make an OnlyFans, well, that makes her happy.
I said the exact same thing. Did you see this on YMH before we sign off? We got to talk about it.
Down syndrome Victoria's Secret model?
Yeah.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
I mean, if she's cute, whatever, right?
But like, so did you see this on YMH?
No. I didn't watch the last couple episodes.
It's one of the most recent ones. Very, 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 very funny episode. I'm sure yeah. you can imagine why.
Lately, they've been hilarious.
Really good. So,
Oh, is there titties out? Can I see?
This is Tom Segura's argument on this, right? And he took a very different approach, right? So Tom Segura says he does not like this. He
yeah.
does not approve.
Yeah.
Because of the reason where Victoria's Secret, the company, the brand, is they sold their company on the fact that these are very attractive women, so attractive that when you see them, you want to fuck them.
Correct.
They sex sells.
Men want to fuck them. Women want to be them.
Yes.
Yes.
Sexualized marketing. We talked about this a few weeks ago with all sorts of shit. Honestly, like
right.
anything, gamer girls, sexualized marketing. You know right. what I mean? There's so much of it, but
right.
Are we allowed to want to jerk off to this?
Well. Maybe a better question, are you allowed to sleep with this woman?
Exactly. And does she know that this is what people – this is what guys think because she signs up with Victoria's Secret? Does she understand that?
Well, there are different levels of – and I'm not 100% sure, but I believe there are different levels of Down syndrome and how it can affect you.
Yeah. You so, know, this full and then there's –
Did you just say full?
I was gonna make a voice too.
Moving on.
Voice too.
So, I mean, if you met this girl and you're like, you're hot, like, let me take you up to my room.
Okay.
And she's like, what are we gonna do there? Like, I don't understand. Like, that's wrong. But if she's like, yeah, let's go fuck, then I guess, like, if it's consensual, I mean, let's be real, bro. We're nearing the point where an individual with Down syndrome can consent to anything.
Right.
And is that right? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
people have been doing it forever, though.
I'm kind of on the fact, or I'm with Tom on the fact that I don't believe that she understands that, like, she is selling the image of, like, oh, guys are going to, like, go up to her now and be like, oh, like, I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
And they might not.
Again, but maybe she's into that. Maybe she likes
that. Maybe
she
is. Maybe she is.
Maybe she's aware. Maybe she knows, to an extent. She's just like.
And maybe that's why she went in. Maybe, you know what I mean? That was her goal. We won't know. But, I mean, just average, generally speaking, I feel like it'd be wrong to say, like, oh, did you see that retarded girl at school? I'd fuck the shit out of her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think you can say that. That's kind of fucked up. But can
you say that about her then?
If I didn't know she was down, if she had Down syndrome, I don't know. Maybe I would. I don't know. I probably wouldn't say that about many people in the first place, especially not my body type, anyways. But anyways, I mean, if you don't know a girl or a boy,
it's Down syndrome. Yeah, this is a thin line.
And then you're like, they're hot, like, I want to fuck. And then you go up and talk to them and you realize mid conversation, like, this is not a normal conversation. You have some moral high ground there to be like, oh,
like, I'm backing out.
Like, yeah, like, take a step back, right?
But, like, but there's gonna be a lot of guys that don't have that moral high ground.
I don't know, this is a mixed bag, man. Yeah, you know,
I know this is a thin line to walk on too, just because, like,
let's be real
again, like, what if she is on the what if she's closer? I don't know how to word this. What if she's closer to us on the spectrum than
other people?
Than others with that.
With the same disability.
Yeah. Thank you for putting that diplomatically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're welcome, bro. Yeah, you're definitely right. And another scenario, right?
What if she's. I'm sorry. But, you know? What if she is?
We've talked about that before.
Yeah. I mean, would you? What if she is with that voice? But she wants to get fucked, and that's her goal, you know. Like, to me, it's like my penis is just like, nah, I don't feel right doing this. I don't even know it's mental for me. You know what I mean?
She's probably not gonna sound like that, dude. Let's be real. That's
and saying this just sounds so fucked up because that just means anyone like that just won't be able to get. I don't know.
I also don't know enough about people with Down syndrome to know if they even have the capability to be like, oh, I'm bricked, I want to put my dick inside this. Or
god, this is a good, that's a dark conversation to have, you know? What do you think they do know?
Well, let's paint a picture. Let's do it the other way around. Let's say a young boy, 24. He has Down syndrome and he also has a terminal disease. He's not going to live another year.
Jesus.
And he's like, I love naked woman. I want boobies in my face. I want my pee-pee licked.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Final wish, you take him to a strip club in a remote area and he gets all that done. Right?
Okay.
Is it wrong? That's what he wanted. And he's going to die. Is it wrong?
I mean, I'd do it for him. If he asked me, I'd say, let's get you what you want.
But right. It's not wrong then, right?
I don't know.
Because that's what he wants. It's his consent.
But I couldn't be the one doing it to him.
You wouldn't lick him? You wouldn't suck him?
Or her. You know what I mean?
I hope you wouldn't. But do what you do.
So, like, I guess it's on the escort at that point or something like that.
But the escort, the escort isn't a bad person for doing that.
Exactly.
You go and tell her the situation, like, listen, this guy has Down syndrome.
Right.
He wants titties in his face. He wants you to lick his pee-pee.
Yeah.
To completion. Once. And she's like, just pay me, honey. I don't care.
Well, that's the moral question then. So is it wrong that we say yes because he consented? Or she? What if it's a 24-year-old girl with Down syndrome that wants this? And
that's a different scenario. Let's not go down there.
Why?
But ultimately, we can both agree it's not wrong. If he wants to get his pee-pee licked and you go to a place and the escort does it for him, it's not morally wrong.
I guess
there's consent. Informed consent, if it's a boy.
I still think it's on the – I don't think that's a question for us at that point. If he wants it, we're just kind of helping him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But like, yeah, if he gives consent, then it's okay.
So I guess it's okay for us.
So on the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
She wants to get fucked.
Yeah.
She's terminal. She's going to die in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm going to go get fucked by a Mandingo.
Yeah.
I want to be big.
Right.
I want to be black. and I want him to be not Down syndrome. She can do that.
So I'd by that it's the token, same thing, right?
That, it's the same thing. It has to thing. Be the same
it
thing.
It has to be.
It has to be. By default, it has to be the same thing. So I'm of the opinion this is okay as long as she's not getting abused. Because the reality is the modeling industry and Hollywood abuses their women.
So bad.
As long as she's not being abused and being taken advantage of, which statistically she probably is. But as long as that's not the case, then I think this is okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think Victoria's Secret is one of those ones where they like whip their models into shape and stuff? You know?
They definitely do. Look how skinny she is, dude.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
All the models of Victoria's Secret are like deathly skinny.
Yeah.
They're very skinny.
There's a cutoff. Yeah. No, they have plus size models, but they're... Woman with a little bit of chub, dude. Like, barely any.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know. I think it's okay to an extent, man. If this comes on, I suppose.
I still feel like...
Would you hit?
Would you hit? Would I fuck her?
Would you hit? Yes. She wants to smash. I'm hitting, bro.
I know it's sad.
I'm hitting, bro.
I know it's sad to say this, but I have to hear what she sounds like.
She sounds normal. She's just like not that intelligent.
So like most girls.
Like, no, like, yeah, exactly, bro. That's all, actually 100% right. No, so she's mean. Just like, she's just like not that intelligent. She's not.
I'm joking, by the way.
Very like observational. She speaks normally. I mean, I think she looks normal to an extent. This is probably filterized and edited.
I don't know. Max. Because. So you would. So
If she would.
You would fuck someone that's diagnosed with Down syndrome.
Well, here's the thing. You know me too. But like, if I'm being a dog, she's like, I want you.
Yeah.
You're cute. We got an hour until the next thing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah.
And she's diagnosed.
Yeah, I'd be like, sure. I'm like, sure.
I'd do it, but I wouldn't tell people I did it.
I'd tell right away.
I wouldn't tell people I did it.
I'd be like, yo, you won't believe who I just fucked.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
This is so dark.
It's not dark. It's not dark because there's consent. It's not dark because...
No. I mean, because of the fact that we're debating if we can sleep with them because of how retarded they are. Let's just say it. We're going to say it as it is. We're debating how retarded they can be
before. So, well, there's also a line, right? If there is severe, not even severe. If there's,
so that's... Yes. That's the conversation.
If there's a spectrum and it's like... No, dude, there was never consent because she could never make her own informed consent. That's a different
story. Oh, yeah. Story. Well, okay. That's not even forming sentences. That's like...
Well, that's not even having comprehensive thought.
Yeah, dude, that's like a vegetable.
That's rough.
Yeah.
But like...
You went super...
The reality... I know. The reality is, though, is that our society right now is pushing more and more towards people with Down syndrome just being normal people in our society.
Yeah,
like, they have normal jobs. They get married. They drive cars.
Right, right.
They live alone.
Right.
Like...
Again, to a certain extent, yes.
Bro... That's real shit. A Down syndrome person can have a job, drive home every day, cook themselves dinner, watch TV, take a shower, go to sleep, wake up the next day, do it all again. If that's not a functioning fucking adult, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
On their own, autonomous.
And not to mention that...
Autonomous.
If you think about it, right? Like,
there's a spectrum, obviously.
But the average IQ in like America...
Is low. It's barely...
It's right. Like 80, right?
Is it really?
Mad fucking low. 80 is decently low. Okay. That's pretty low. I almost want to look that up.
What do you think your IQ is, if you were to take a guess?
I've taken the test.
What is your IQ?
I know what my IQ is. It's like... I don't remember now. It was a number that I feel like when I say it, it's braggadocious.
Say it.
It's between 151 and 165.
Cool.
So it was up there. But I took the test. We did this on the podcast.
The IQ test?
Yeah, like a year ago. Yeah.
I don't even remember.
So. I took one separately off of the organization. Oh,
we took the gay test. I don't know about the IQ test.
Yeah, and then I showed you guys too, and then it was like a 4-minute thing. That's why I didn't take it on the podcast. That's why it was a separate thing. But yeah, no. If you think about it, the average IQ of America is as low as like 80 out of like 200. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If that's the case,
the average, that means literally – 150 million people are around an 80 IQ. I've met Down syndrome people that are smarter than that. You know what I mean?
But so IQ like, isn't smart.
But I mean like choices, decisions, everything that these people do, they're perfectly functioning human adults that are fucking retarded. You know what I mean? And they don't have any symptom. They don't have Down syndrome. They're just that fucking dumb. They're just like,
well,
real
it's not
fucking.
It's not dumb. Again, it's not dumb because being dumb is not going to school, is not being educated. A Down syndrome person can be educated. IQ is your ability to think critically and to break down a situation.
Yeah. And I know I'm saying the wrong word, yeah. But
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be politically accurate.
It's a person who literally will, you know, the push instead of pull type of thing, and
right.
Real slow.
That's a low IQ. A low IQ person goes to a door, like a 10 IQ, tries to open it when it says push, pull it by pulling it, and then it goes, it doesn't work, and they keep on
right.
pulling
There's
it.
There's just multiple like versions of that
right,
trying
exactly.
to get at. Yeah, they right. do that shit driving too. They do that shit in all scenarios. And I've met people with Down syndrome that are smarter. That's all I was trying to get at. But if the average IQ, I mean, that's what I mean. Like 150 million people that are not critically intelligent in any major field or anything. I don't know. Like, there's not one thing that they excel in. They can't problem solve. They can't.
Right.
That's a lot of people, dude.
Right.
150 million.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. And again, only like 20-30% are. Like,
so what's the IQ cutoff that you can't have sex with? That's a good question. That's a question for next episode.
That's a great question. Yeah. You do what? Have all the girls you sleep with take an IQ test.
Yeah, if you're under a certain threshold. I have this thing in my eye, so let's sign off.
Yeah, we'll get out of here. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brutal Fucking View episode 84. It's another beautiful week. Stay warm. I won't be here the first week of April. I'm going to be away.
So that's not next week? That's the week after?
Well, next week I might have a thing. I got to let you know. We're still in limbo, but I might have something in the morning to do.
So okay.
I'll let you know.
Well, I'll try to plan something then.
Yeah.
I'll plan something.
That I don't know, but April 1, 2, 3, I'm not going to be here.
Okay.
So I'll miss you guys.
Where are you going?
Boston with Nick. We're
nice.
Going to go to the casino, restaurants. We're going to go to the biggest indoor go-kart track in the world is here in Massachusetts.
Really?
Yeah, it's in Rentham, I think, yeah.
I did not know that. That's fucking cool.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Massive.
No, I had no idea.
Cool.
Nice. That'll be fun.
It will be fun. So.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. I think that was a pretty good episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to call it, but we'll see you guys next week.
See you guys next week.